This is the Gaming Outsiders podcast for April 7th of 2013.
Mr. Burns' reign of terror is over!
Yay!
And today begins my reign of terror! Terrific management!
Oh, I thought he was going to say terror.
Oh, I didn't think he was going that way.
Unlike Mr. Burns, I will respect you, the working class slob, because we are all equals. And now, as I ascend this crystal staircase to my office, I say, avert your gaze!
Yay!
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Gaming Outsiders Podcast, the podcast for the Gaming Outsiders community. My name is John Meadows. I'm JC Meadows on the message board.
My name is Eric. I'm Cube00 on the message board.
And I'm Nathaniel, Polygon Wizard.
All right, guys. It's been a couple weeks since we recorded, but no big deal. There's been a lot of news in the past 2 weeks, but nothing huge that we haven't missed. But we'll start. We'll get to that in a minute. We'll start the show off like we always do. So, what do you guys been doing? What you been playing? Whoever wants to go first.
I'll go first.
All right.
I just finished BioShock Infinite. I got it for PC through Steam. It's really good. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of cool little Easter eggs and references to the other games. You don't need to play the first BioShock games to play this one, so it's kind of a different direction for the series. Lots of twists and turns. It's fun. It was pretty easy on normal difficulty. That was probably the thing I was a little bit disappointed by.
Yeah.
And I didn't... There's only one part that was like slightly suspenseful, kind of scary, versus in the first game. BioShock 1, I was like creeped out all the time.
That's partly the environment.
Right, yeah. That's what I was going to say. It's so different, you know. The first one was so dark and creepy, and this one's so bright and strange. I downloaded the time trial through the PlayStation Plus to try it out. So I got to play an hour of it. I liked it. It's pretty cool. It feels like, well, of course it feels like BioShock, but the setting of it feels like Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, or something. Just kind of weird, if you've ever seen that movie.
It's definitely different.
Kilter.
Yeah. But I liked it.
So you're saying it's like a Coen Brothers movie.
Yeah, kind of. It was weird. I mean, like, the music and stuff and the colors and stuff all reminded me of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. It was just funny. It was just really strange.
At least the look of it, I kind of get that, just because Oh Brother, Where Art Thou was playing with lots of saturated colors and stuff at that time. One of the first ones to do that. So,
okay, what else have I been doing? I just finished watching the Red Dawn remake. The original is still better. So it's entertaining if you get it in Redbox or get it for a free rental someplace. I wouldn't have paid to go see it in theaters, but it's entertaining.
Right.
And where it's supposed to take place in Spokane, Washington, it doesn't look like Spokane at all. I know, I've been to Spokane lots, so. But I played DayZ a little bit more. I've been playing with some guys from work. Mm. It's been pretty fun. The only other thing I've been up to, it is springtime, so garage sale season is in full swing over here.
Yeah.
I've had a couple good scores. Today I picked up a disc copy of Digimon World for PlayStation 1. It's pretty beat up for $1. And Killer Instinct and Super Mario World for Super Nintendo for $3.
Ooh.
But 2 weeks ago, I went to an estate sale. I got 10 Wii games for $12, including Mario Kart, Super Mario All-Stars, the limited edition with like the soundtrack. Everything was still sealed.
Oh, wow.
They just bought out this huge box of games. She's like, oh, they're $1 each. And I picked up some other PlayStation 2 games, some other Wii games. I grabbed a GameCube 2, GameCube and 4 controllers for $35 too. So it's garage sale season. Some people know what they're selling, and other people just want to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
I just pick up stuff.
Yeah, today,
that's what I've been up to.
Today was the first warm day here that we've had in a while that it wasn't raining. I wanted to get out and go yard sailing, but we didn't get a chance to. So I haven't had a whole lot of time this week to play. Been busy with work. I did finish Tomb Raider last Saturday night, I think it was. And that's really, other than the BioShock Infinite time trial, I really haven't played a whole lot.
Did you get all the collectibles in Tomb Raider?
Oh, gosh, no. No, I think
I... gotta go back and...
Yeah, I'll go back and get them eventually. I think I finished it with, I want to say, 85%, and that was without going back. You know, that was just
like 90, I got 90 something.
Yeah,
but it's, you know, at least with Tomb Raider, I kind of want to go back and, you know, pick up the stuff with BioShock. I mean, it's like, well, I could go play through it again, but it's pretty much the same,
right?
Harder difficulty, so I might hit that game again in a couple months.
All right. Yeah, I did. I did pick up Under Defeat HD Deluxe Edition from Amazon. They had it on sale for $20, and I had a $20 gift card, so I just got it in the mail this afternoon, so I want to fire that up. It's an old arcade shooter from that was on the Dreamcast that Rising Star Games made. They re-released it on PS3, and you could
die. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, you could only get it at Amazon. So when it came out, like in November, I think it was like $30 or $40, and for some reason they had it on. They marked it down to $20, so I picked it up because I love those kind of shooter games. You know,
yeah, it's a shmup.
Yeah,
I hear it might get. I would pick up a copy, one to play and one to keep sealed and see in a couple of years.
Yeah, that's, and I almost did for the price it was, but I thought, yeah. Trouble is I just love these games, so I'll sit there. That's probably what I'll end up playing tonight. That's a sad thing, even though I need to finish a bunch of other stuff.
Is it co-op?
You know what? No, it's only one player, which is surprising. Figured it would be at least two player same system or something. That would have been cool, but no, it's not two player, unfortunately. Also, I went to GameStop today and picked up a copy of Mag for 99 cents.
Oh, I gotta see if my local GameStop has that. Get that tomorrow.
Actually, you said, I used it with my prom
card. Text me earlier.
Yeah.
Are there still people playing it?
There are now. Holy fright.
That's crazy.
Well, it came across CAG that it was 99 cents. I think it was yesterday or the day before, and everybody just went and bought it.
Doesn't it support 100 people?
It's 264 players online at one time.
All right, for 99 cents, I'm getting it.
Yeah, I mean, for 99 cents, I even used my PowerUp Rewards card and got it for 89 cents. So it was like under a buck.
Oh, man, that discount.
Yeah,
The trading bonus that's running right now is 50% toward the copy of a used game. Oh, I could trade in a bunch of stuff and get 50% more credit. And just spend 99 dollar. Cents. And it's in stock at my local store.
That's hilarious.
You have made my day, sir.
Yeah.
You have made
my day. I thought, what the heck for a dollar? I mean, even if the servers are only online for another 2 years for a dollar, what the crap, you know? I mean, really. Yeah,
what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah.
Could it really suck that bad? It's probably better than Mercenaries, too.
Oh, yeah. I played it when it first came out. It wasn't that bad, but when it first came out, there was nothing but a bunch of douches on there. So I was like, ugh.
So, hey, you're...
Yeah, I mean, it was...
For a dollar, even if you never played it, you could have a coaster.
Yeah, really. I mean, the DVD, the Blu-ray itself was worth more than a dollar.
Now, that was a... I think that was a first-party game from Sony.
Yeah, I think it was Zipper. I think Zipper Interactive is the ones who did it, if I remember right.
They're closed, aren't they?
I think so. I think they closed them down, didn't they? I don't remember.
SOCOM, right?
Yeah. Yeah, SOCOM guys, so... But, you know, I don't know why it was a dollar, but hey, whatever. For a dollar, how bad could it be? So Nathaniel, what have you been playing besides Battlefield and Minecraft?
Well, I have been playing Battlefield and Minecraft.
Ah.
Minecraft mostly just messing around with my single player and some on the server, nothing cool. Battlefield, though, played a bit more of that after Battlefield 4, like, release was out. Because, like, oh yeah, Battlefield, I want to go play.
Yeah.
And we're playing with some friends on a made-up game type that we did, where you go into a team deathmatch,
uh-huh.
And you have a group of people all, like, we did it, I think, the most at one time was 8. So we had like two full squads of four, and we call it Hold the House, mm-hmm. where on like some of the TDM maps, there are these little buildings, like shed size basically, and you try to get, you just go in there and try and see how long you can stay in there before everybody, like all the randoms in the match, can oust you. And just half the fun of doing it is to see what they do.
Right.
And boy, like, this one guy in there was in there for several games, and he was just raging so much in the text chat. It was ridiculous. We were laughing so much. It was great.
That's hilarious. Sounds fun, though.
If you do it too long, it's like, see how quick the, you know, randoms catch on to what you're doing, and they'll just, like, keep coming at you, and you just sit in there, and you have to have, like, one, at least one support guy with an ammo box down so you don't run out of ammo, and then you have just, like, tons and tons of medics just reviving each other all the time.
Right.
So it's like, they'll start, you know, shooting grenade launchers at you, RPGing the building to blow it up, mortaring you, whatever they can to get you out. Gets kind of hectic and crazy, but it's a lot of fun.
Cool. Sounds pretty fun.
So yeah, I was like, yeah, this is awesome. It's just, one time we were in like this upper room in a warehouse map that had a warehouse in it. You're in one of the upper rooms, and they're all coming in to the bottom of the warehouse, and we're just sitting up here with the big machine guns with 200 bullets and a clip, and we're all perched on each window. So anytime anyone comes in, it's just like tons of bullets flying their way.
Lord.
We're being pretty goofy with it. It was awesome.
Yeah, I see.
But yeah, other than that, I've been playing Hitman Absolution a little bit, just a couple hours so far.
Yeah. How do you like it?
So just enough to kind of get a little bit of a taste of the game, and that's about it. I've played like maybe three levels now.
Yeah.
Other than one, I was playing a little bit today, and not exactly rage quit, more depression quit. Whereas like, I played most of the level, got through a ton of it, all stealthy like, and then I wanted to restart a checkpoint later on, and I hit restart level instead, and I go,
oh, back to the beginning. That's what I did too.
And it's just like, oh, I'm too depressed to keep playing. No, I quit.
Yeah, I understand. I
lost all that progress.
Been there, done that. For sure. Man, that sucks.
I passed at least two or three checkpoints at that point.
Mm.
I was like, oh man, that's just not cool. I'll do this later.
Yeah, I don't blame
at least
you.
Next time when I go, I'll know what the level's going to throw at me.
Right. Yeah. It won't take too long. Quicker,
hopefully. Know the path I want to take through.
Yeah. Man, that sucks. I've done that lots of times with different games. Man, that just, it aggravates you. It just makes you angry. All right. Well, let's get on with the news. Several announcements for new games came out while we were gone. One big surprise, the Phantom Pain game was actually Metal Gear Solid 5. Yeah, like that was a big secret.
Yeah.
I think we said that when we first saw it. We were like, yeah.
The thing that cracks me up the most about it is that the Phantom Pain logo, where they overlay the Metal Gear Solid logo over the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Looks almost exactly like the Photoshop somebody did from when they did the Phantom Pain trailer way back. They've overlaid the logo. Look, it fits perfectly. And it's like, yeah, yes, it does.
Right.
Just like a puzzle piece.
And the one thing that I was kind of disappointed about it was that the guy who usually does Solid Snake's voice, it's not going to be the same guy for some reason.
Not going to be David Hayter. That's just weird.
Yeah, I don't get that, but
that'd be like they're going to do another like Uncharted game, and we're not going to get Nolan North.
Right.
We're going to do any one of like a bunch of big franchises that have had at least, you know, three or four entries. And it's like, yeah, you know what? Forget it. We'll just throw this guy out.
Well, that's like the new Splinter Cell game.
He's going to be that high of a price tag,
right? Well, and you know, like the new Splinter Cell game, it's not Ironside's doing Sam Fisher's voice.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay, now wait a minute. How many games have we had?
That one I almost suspect it's more behind the scenes thing of like he's just too drunk or too much of a pain to work with. Is there parts in the last Splinter Cell game where it just seemed like he was drunk when he was doing his line readings? He's very kind of
slurred
a little bit. You know, it could be imagining it just because, you know, he's got his gravelly voice for that character. But you never know behind the scenes what's going on. Maybe those people were just, you know, annoyed to the wrong, you know, vice president of something or other office, and so it's like, oh, you're not going to get a job next time. You'll never. It's kind of sad and weird, though.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of weird. Let's see what else. Battlefield 4 was announced.
Right.
So we knew that was coming.
Any time frame?
A 17-minute trailer. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It's supposed to come out this fall, and the rumor is October something or other from some leaked photos of like GameStop things. I don't know if it's coming to that or not. Probably not.
To that. He doesn't even call it a console. He just says to that.
Yeah.
To that.
That other device.
It's just like the Wii, like... quicker. We have
quicker.
A few games come out and then nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's just like, oh, it's just there. We'll just kind of ignore its existence for a while. Oh, wait. Oh, we forgot. Oh, we'll put out a Mario game now. That's going to happen soon, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, Battlefield 4 looks great.
Yeah, it does. It looks really, really good. I haven't watched the entire 17-minute trailer. I watched most of it. Looks really nice, though. It looks really cool.
Looking at all the little things, like I've played Battlefield 3 so much that you're just looking at it to see like what details are different kind of stuff. It's like, since if you're that familiar, you can just look at the trailer and be like, oh yeah, that's cool.
Right.
One of the things that a lot of the people talk about are the quarter angle iron sights on the gun that's like halfway through, where the guy has like a zoom scope on it and then he cocks the gun sideways and it's iron sights.
Right.
And there's all this big debate, well, is that only going to be in single player, or is it going to be in multiplayer too? And if they put in multiplayer, is it going to be way too overpowered and blah, blah, blah? I'm just like, it looks cool. I don't care.
Right.
It's one of those things that's like, it looks kind of cool and be like maybe kind of fun in single player or something, but I probably wouldn't use it in multiplayer too much. Depending on how you'd have to control it would probably be the thing. Because if it's too clunky, you'd just be like, well, it's not worth it. Because most of the time in that game, I'm going to have the same sight that I like, and I will use that all the time. I don't use the iron sights very much.
Right.
Normally.
Which,
so it doesn't be that it'd be that much of an advantage.
Which system would you get it on? PC, 360?
I would not get it for 360 or PlayStation 3 at this point.
He wants to have it on the console mouse keyboard because he wants it to look the best.
Right.
Well, looking the best, because like Battlefield 3 is straining and Battlefield 4 is even more.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You can tell looking at it that they've pushed the graphics even more and they've been like trying to tout, you know, it's a lot of marketing, you know, public relations speak of like, now we're going to do the game we wanted to do. It's Unleashed.
Right.
On the engine, like with Battlefield 3, we only used 20% of the engine. Now we're using more. You know, that
we
kind
only
of stuff.
Used 20 gigabytes of RAM.
Which it does look at, like in that trailer, you can tell, like, there's this part where they come up on kind of this beach area and there's like tons of seagulls flying around in the air and all this stuff. That's like, yeah, like that definitely looked even better than Battlefield 3, which isn't a slouch either. So
all
right. I'm looking forward to it. But it's more like I have a PC that will probably be able to play it, so I'm going to play it there.
Yeah.
And 360 and stuff, it just seems like it would be all right, but depending on what they do, if they want to up the destruction or anything like that, and they might have problems with doing the port, then it'll feel like even less of a... Like with Battlefield 3, it's all right on there because it works. So maybe they'll still have a decent one with that. But
right. Well, and with...
It's going to be on next gen whenever those come out, I'm sure, and it'll probably look great there too.
Right.
So have one of those right away. So it's like, well, I'm going to get it on PC because I really like it there. On Battlefield 3, it's fun, so I'll just go ahead and start there this time.
Yeah, exactly. And if I was going, if I get it, that's probably where I'll get it first this time, is on PC. So that's what I would do anyway. Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. Let's see. The Unreal, I'm going to skip down a little bit, skip around. The Unreal 4 engine, or the Unreal Engine 4 trailer, did you guys watch it?
Yes, I did.
Did you like it?
I did not.
Did you not watch it? It looks really, really cool. I mean, I know it's all rendered, you know, pre-rendered graphics. It's not like gameplay footage, but...
It's real-time,
yeah,
but it's
real-time.
Not gameplay footage. So it'd be kind of like a real-time cinematic or something
right.
would be the equivalent.
I mean, that is, to me, is getting close to, like, movie quality.
Yeah, like, the thing is, it's still, though, you'll never see that in a game.
No.
Because it's very much to show off the engine and it's very kind of restricted so they can control it a lot, so it's still kind of almost like a pre-rendered thing, but right. I bet they'll still be able to look pretty close to that. I want that thing to actually be a game. I think it'd be cool.
Oh yeah, that'd look
cool. Play as that
really
little
cool,
infiltrator guy and have all his little like you know, technology powers. It's kind of a sci-fi universe thing going on.
It's kind of like a Predator thing almost.
Yeah, it looked kind of like a Predator, not in look, but just in like the stuff he was doing
right.
in that. So
Look pretty cool.
It could be a cool game, you know, if they wanted to do a new IP off that, I wouldn't object.
No, not at all. It looked really good. And of course, shortly after that after that trailer came out, it was announced that the Wii U would not run the Unreal or the new Frostbite engine. What a shock.
Oh, gee. Old hardware can't run this new pretty stuff that...
Yeah. Once again.
Total surprising.
Yeah, once again.
You're going to make our listeners angry. We're going to get an angry note from listeners.
No, they don't email us.
No,
I was going to say, they don't email us anyway, so I ain't worried about that. So maybe that'll get somebody fired up. We'll see. But
got to be controversial.
Yeah, that's it.
That's right.
Yeah,
got to take a stab.
But yeah.
Let's see.
That's like trying to say, okay, see this old, you know, Atari. It can't run Battlefield 3 on it.
What?
Why can't it? Really?
Why can't it?
But it should be able to. You're a platform elitist. No, but it just can't. It doesn't have the power to do it. Same with the Wii U.
The power.
It does not have the power. Now maybe if the Wii U had a power glove, then it could.
No, there you go. Yeah.
Wow.
That's what it needs is a power glove.
A power glove that the tablet that the gamepad attaches.
Hey, you know, Nintendo loves their accessories. The Wii had a ton, and Wii U, I'm sure they could put out some stuff. They need to do a glove again.
People got to buy it first. That's the thing. People got to buy that system first.
I guess.
I don't know. Yeah, Monster Hunter came out, and I always said that when Monster Hunter came out, I would buy a Wii U, and then Monster Hunter came out, and I went, meh.
He thought about it. He went to the store. He looked and went, yeah, I don't think
so. No, I didn't even make it to the store. I just looked at the computer and went, meh. Meh. This is my official stance. Meh.
Yeah, the only thing, two things might get me to look at it is if they have an awesome new Metroid game or an awesome new Zelda game, and then I'll look and I still might say, nah, not worth it for just that. Yeah. Who knows? We'll see.
Who knows? Yeah.
Might be where it's like, okay, it's so old that the price is way down and I could get one for, you know, less than $100. Maybe then I would eventually buy one.
Right.
But that's like two consoles down the road. So, oh, hey, look, we got this Wii U at a garage sale. Hey, might as well. It's $5.
Lottery or something. Or, you know,
yeah, sure.
He shows up at his door. Work gives him a huge bonus, you know.
Yeah, if only.
Yeah. Be
you
nice.
Need to pay off that credit card bill. I'm buying a Wii U.
What?
You get this bonus, but you can only use it to buy a Wii U.
Well, that's not much of a bonus. Oh, I...
That's better than, you know, the words. Jelly of the Month Club or something.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Man,
nice.
Jelly
nice
of the Month. That sounds good. Anyway.
Isn't that what's Christmas Vacation? Is it Jelly of the Month or Candle of the Month? I can't remember. It's been a while since I watched it.
It's Jelly of the Month.
And then, you know, his cousin is always like, that's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That was hilarious. My wife had not seen that movie. I ended up buying it on Blu-ray this past Christmas just so she could watch it. It was great.
Vegas Vacation's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Christmas Vacation's good.
Yeah, you got to watch it, you know, at least once at Christmas time, you know, during the holidays. So. All right. Well, moving on. At GDC, a bunch of new features for the PlayStation 4 came out, you know, different things, how there would be a PlayStation app on ISO and Android that'll allow you to purchase game downloads from anywhere, and when you get home, they'll, you know, you can immediately start playing it while it's installing.
Well, that's awesome. What about on your PC? Can you go to their website and do it this time?
Probably. They didn't come out and say that.
That would be a nice upgrade, because they didn't really do that with this gen, where you could buy it. You could for Xbox, but PlayStation.
Yeah. Well, you can buy it.
Not so much.
You can buy it, but you still, it doesn't automatically go in your download queue like it does on the Xbox.
Yeah.
That's my only gripe with it. I mean, you can sort of, kind of, but.
But yeah, that's cool. Yeah. PS4 and that and the couple of other things they're talking about.
Yeah, like, there's all kinds of stuff. Cool. You know, the PlayStation camera can be used for, you know, walkthrough videos and kill cam taunts to log in and speech recognition, which is kind of like what the Kinect does.
Yeah.
They got the light bar will be detected by the PS camera, which we kind of knew that. They up the cap.
It reminds me a lot of, like, some of the stuff at the early life of, say, like, the Xbox 360 when they had the camera for that and some things. It's like, yeah, it's kind of cool, and then no one ever used
it
very
much. Exactly.
Like, some of the early launcher titles did, and then it didn't get used after that because no one really used it.
Yeah.
or cared, but we'll see how this goes.
Yeah. They up the they're going to up the PSN friends count to from 100 to an unknown number, which I don't even have 100.
102.
People. Yeah, really. I don't have 100 friends on my friends list on PS3. I do on my Xbox. I've capped it out, but I haven't.
Yeah, mine PS3. Is capped out on Xboxes too.
Let's see. What's odd, I thought was nice, is the PlayStation camera have a dedicated port, so it doesn't take up a USB port on the system, which is kind of cool. Also, like that PS controllers can be charged while the system is turned off or in sleep mode, which is nice.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm, that's real nice. Because I ended up buying a... I got the box over here. What's this thing called? It's a power pyramid, and it charges two PlayStation 3 controllers and two Xbox controllers. So it'll charge four controllers at one time.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm usually charging my PlayStation controller while I'm watching Netflix. I just plug it into the USB.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's just sitting there anyway. Might as well charge it.
Yeah, I usually charge mine at night on my computer. Yeah. Leave it plugged in. So, but now I got this cool little thing that'll hold my controller sitting in there, which is kind of nice. I kind of like that. Still haven't released what size the hard drive is going to be, but they say it's going to be large. So I'm going
to. It's PlayStation. It's going to be like, you know, it'll be at least 500 gigs to start, I would guess. And then as it goes on, they'll add bigger hard drives. Yeah. Like they've done that with PlayStation 3. It's gone up and up and up.
I'm wondering if maybe that's what the two, you know, they say they're going to have two SKUs. I wonder if one of them will be like 500 and the other one will be a gig or something like that. That'd be nice.
Yeah, it might be something kind of like, you know, the Xbox now. You have the arcade version and then the normal version or whatever you want to call it that they've changed over time as well. But the one that has just a few, little bit of memory, you can get it cheaper if you just want to get in the system.
Right. And the one,
not the exact same thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, the one thing that I thought was kind of interesting was that the face buttons on the DualShock 4 will be digital, not analog. And they're taking away the pressure sensitivity of the DualShock 3.
The Xbox controller right now, they're just digital, aren't they? They're not pressure sensitive. It's only the ones
like for the triggers.
Maybe I don't remember.
No, the face buttons. Like I know the triggers on the Xbox 360 controller are pressure sensitive,
right?
Because you can go to different depths and still trigger it. They don't use it super often, but it does. But like the face buttons, I'm pretty sure are just digital. I think it's just the face buttons on PlayStation 3 that have the pressure sensitivity that barely gets used.
Yeah, and that's why they said
probably why they're changing.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they said they were changing it, because it never got used. So,
well, it's like for a button hike, it makes sense. You just want it to be on or off usually for that kind of a thing, because if you're playing like a fighting game or shooter or whatever, you're hitting it to reload or you're hitting it to punch somebody. You're never really just kind of like trying to do sensitive movements on or anything. Not like, you know, with an analog stick, you're needing it for movement, so you need it to be all that way. But for a button, it's just like, I want to hit the button.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And they announced a lot of PlayStation games at GDC as well. A lot of them were free-to-play games, like Blacklight Retribution, or for
that's
PS4,
a good one.
I mean.
Yeah, I saw that at PAX. I met those guys. That's a good game. Uh-huh. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I think they have some in-game content you can buy, which, like, you know, accessories and different costumes, etc.
Right.
But it looks pretty good. It looks fun.
Yeah,
it's
Blacklight,
it's competent FPS. Yeah.
You definitely get a lot of the free-to-play stuff in there. It's the accessories, mm-hmm, and getting cool skins and stuff. That's where they make their money on it.
Right.
So it's a well-made game. You can do a whole bunch of different stuff. There's a ton of customization in it as well, with just like weapon attachments and all that kind of stuff too.
Yeah.
So you can
get pretty
deep in it if you want.
Yeah.
If you want to. You can, but if you don't want to, you know, spend the money, you can still play, enjoy it.
So that's why I think it's cool that it's going to like a console and they're keeping it free to play. It'll be cool. Hopefully it does well, then they get more of them. So like, if they wanted to, they could probably port Planetside 2 or something like that over as well. Like, if the Blacklight does well, they might bring some more over to PlayStation 4 or something.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah. It'd be really cool. And I think a lot of the free-to-play model, especially with MMOs and stuff, that's pretty much the future there of that kind of, you know, games. Nobody's the only game that really has any success with the monthly plan is still WoW. You know, all the rest of them went free to play. So, so it could be the future for games like that, which is okay. I have no problem with that. Be helpful. Be neat to have them on consoles for sure.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. And the reason I skipped over some of those is because it's all the rest of it's kind of bad news. the first one was, let's see, was it last week? Week before last, Square Enix president stepped down. Because of you know, the financial revisions for the company, they lost 3.5 billion yen. And that's crazy.
The crazy thing about that whole Square Enix thing, though, is how they're talking about how, like, they're disappointed in Tomb Raider and its performance, and it's sold a lot.
Yeah, I mean, they need it.
They're the only ones. They're crazy. Like, they just must have had insane expectations. Like, if it didn't sell, like, 20 million copies in a week, it's like sleeping.
Well, they brought this up on the Keg Cast, too. The same thing with, like, Sleeping Dogs. That game sold really, really well, but, like, not enough. I don't know if their expectations are they want these games to, like, sell 3 or 4 million copies or something, just astronomical.
Well, with Tomb Raider, they have sold, like, about that much. It's the fastest-selling Tomb Raider title ever.
Right.
It's still not...
It's still not enough.
It's sold a million so far, right?
Somewhere around there is, yeah.
They probably want, exactly, like, 4 million copies.
And that's insane. In the economy the way it is today, there is no way that you can do that. Plus, I mean, when did Tomb Raider come out? It came out, like, It was last month. It was, the third week of the month, something like that.
But it hasn't been out very, very long. They're already talking about how it's a disappointment. Yeah. Like, okay. That's like, okay, the next Call of Duty, they wait an hour, and like, oh, we've only sold our pre-orders and only done, like, $11 billion. That's not good enough.
Yeah, we need to sell another 5 billion of them. Everybody, you need to buy 2 copies when you walk out the door, regardless.
it's required.
One for yourself and one for your dog.
That's right. Golly.
If you don't buy 2 copies, the game won't work. It auto detects whether another disc is in proximity.
That would be hilarious. But you know, I mean, it's like I told somebody at work. These companies are wanting to make money like they made in the 90s, and it's just not going to happen. You know, the money, the dollar just isn't what it used to be. Yeah. The economy is not what it used to be. You know, you're just going to have to live with it. But, you know, it's like these oil companies. Oh, we had a terrible year. You know, we only made $14 billion this quarter. You know, we're down a whole billion. Really? That's just awful. How do you sleep at night on my huge bed of money?
I feel so sad for you.
Yeah, yeah. How can you sleep at night? Well, it's hard sleeping on a mattress full of money. Ugh.
Yeah, so, well, that's probably true, because that'd be kind of lumpy.
Ugh, and it would stink.
If I was that rich, I'd fill my mattress full of gold coins.
Oh my gosh, that would be awful.
No, I wouldn't do that. If I got super rich where I had billions and billions, I would totally make a Scrooge McDuck tower full of coins.
Oh man, that would be cool.
For no good reason.
But it'd be like that Family Guy episode where he dove into the pile of money and he, like, broke every bone in his body.
Yeah, I wouldn't try to swim in it. I'd just have it. So it'd have the big, like, golden dollar sign on the side and everything, just like the thing in the cartoon. So
everybody would know where it was at because they'd see that big dollar sign on the side of it.
Yeah, they'd see it from a distance with the binoculars, and they'd also see all the, like, minefields and crap in between. Razor wire around the edge. That's what Scrooge McDuck never showed you, the security.
He'd have to. I mean, you know. You can't just have that big thing sitting out there with a dollar sign on it for everybody to see. I mean, jeez. Who else?
It's the decoy. The real money's elsewhere.
Yeah, really. And there's a couple of other studios that are closing down. Sega Studios Australia is closing. They're the guys that did Medieval 2, Total War, Stormrise, Creative Assembly, all those guys. And, you know, that's a shame. They're gone. High Moon Studios, that one's the one that was kind of surprised me.
Yeah, they did Transformers.
They did Transformers.
Those games sold well.
They were the ones that are doing the new Deadpool game. Pretty much the way I understand it from what I read was, as soon as they got done with the primary development of the Deadpool game and got it up and going, they laid off 40 of them. It's like, thanks for the game.
Congratulations for meeting this milestone.
Yep.
You're fine.
Here's a kick in the balls.
See you later.
Yeah, so it's like, geez.
That feels real nice.
Mm-hmm. And the other one that was kind of shocking this week was LucasArts closing.
Yeah. It's shocking, but then it's also kind of not shocking as much because exactly. It's like, what have they done?
Mm-hmm. You know,
especially after the last
what was the
Force Unleashed game?
Yeah, Force Unleashed, pretty
right.
much.
Force Unleashed 2,
and it did terrible.
But now we're what was that game that's coming out?
13.
Looked
that game looked cool,
and it's
done.
Unless someone else picks it up, like the license, I guess. But
what about all the HD remakes I was hoping for?
Yeah, you know,
Indiana Jones, Fate of Atlantis. Maniac Mansion.
I want my HD remake of Grim Fandango for the Vita.
Jedi Knight. All this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Done. We're never going to see another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is,
I would have liked to see a new, like, you know, X-Wing TIE Fighter game or something like that along those lines. Bring that genre back.
Well, what they're 100
man multiplayer.
What they're doing is you know, they laid off 150 people, which is pretty much most of the development people. They kept a small skeleton crew, and what they're going to do is they're shifting from internal development to a licensing model. So they're going to keep the LucasArts name. It'll just be LucasArts, but it'll be what game? The Battlefront games. Those were not actually made by LucasArts. I forget what company made them, but you'll see Star Wars games, but you may have like Treyarch doing one
I bet this is just Disney saying, okay, you know what, LucasArts, we don't want the expense of actually making the game, so we're going to get rid of LucasArts, as sad as it may be, but we'll still, like, you know, send out the license and still make our money way.
They'll make money. Somebody will bring out that Star Wars 1313 game. They'll have to.
It's really sad, but it kind of makes sense if you look at it kind of from a business perspective, at least to me.
Right. Because they'll make...
It's like, LucasArts has been around forever, but then again, you're kind of like, well...
But when they're only cranking out one game every, you know, 2 to 3 years or more...
Yeah, because they've got all the employees there that, like, mm-hmm. even if they don't have tons and tons, that's an expense. All the, you know, upkeeping, building, all those expenses, and all the expenses for just like electricity for all the computers you mm-hmm. run, all that stuff adds up.
Yeah.
If you're not cranking out a game, you're not paying for it.
And let's face it, they would make more money just licensing the Star Wars, and you would probably get better games than you would from LucasArts with somebody else.
Well, the 1313 looked really cool mm-hmm. from the demo they had of it, and apparently it was supposed to be like something, and then they changed it. It was going to be a Boba Fett game. Mm-hmm. Like, they apparently had changed it 2 or 3 times while they're developing it, so maybe it wasn't as good as it looked.
I don't know.
But it looked good.
And see, what's funny is you know, I watched the Clone Wars cartoon on Cartoon Network. Well, it got canceled, too. And the last season, a couple weeks ago, there was a whole story arc where they were going through that 1313 place. And I'm like, there's your tie into the game that's coming out, you know. And now the cartoon's no more, the game's no more. it's like, holy fright, you know. But
well, just wait. If nothing else, once the new Star Wars movies start coming out, they will put games out to go with those.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. And like I said, somebody will pick up that 1313. They'll license it out to somebody. Somebody will make it. It just...
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm not as hopeful for 1313 specifically, but Star Wars is way too big of a franchise mm-hmm. for them to never make another Star Wars game.
Yeah.
They'll make something again.
Yeah.
Wherever it comes from.
Yeah. And, you know, like I say, if the right company gets a hold of it, you know, a license for Bethesda or somebody like that.
Rocksteady.
Rocksteady or
Gearbox.
I want to see Rocksteady do kind of like a open
Rockstar.
World Star Wars game.
Yeah. Okay,
Rockstar.
Gearbox would do
GTA
a good one.
Star Wars style.
Yeah.
They would never give it to Rockstar, but that would be kind of awesome,
I think.
That
would be cool. But, you know, Gearbox would do probably a pretty decent first-person shooter of it. I mean... Maybe not aliens. No, good.
Yeah, I don't know. Aliens, Colonial Marines, or whatever make me very hesitant to say Gearbox will do anything. They have Borderlands. That's it. Borderlands is awesome.
That's true.
Some of the other stuff they've done has been good, but they also have a lot of stuff that's kind of iffy.
Right.
It's also funny. Speaking of Gearbox, sorry to get off topic. It's funny to look at the past and see what games they developed before they got big. Very surprising. It's like, really?
Right. That's true. Well, what about that Digital Extremes that's doing the new Star Trek game? That one looks pretty cool.
Oh, the one supposed to coincide with the
mm-hmm.
movie.
Yeah, so...
Meh.
Really? Meh?
It looks, I don't know. I have a hard time with franchise games.
Like, depending on what type of game, you know, you'd like, if you want an adventure style Star Wars game, give it to Naughty Dog or something. Yeah. And that would be awesome. That would be cool. But
it would only be on the PS3.
They're going to want to do their own thing. That's the thing. You're going to have to find a studio that would be wanting to do a Star Wars game rather than whatever they are doing. If the, you know, a Naughty Dog seems more like they'd want to do their own type of thing and come up with new stuff rather than just doing something Star Wars.
Exactly. Yeah.
So they'd have to have a hook in it or the license to be really creative with it. So, you never know. I guess we'll just see what the future brings.
Yeah, it'll be cool to see what happens. Who knows? Somebody will do something with it though eventually. There was really no new releases this week. Kind of surprising. There was no new games coming out. Next week is all the big titles. The DC game, the Injustice, Gods Among Us. Did you guys play the demo of that that came up this week?
Which one?
I didn't even know it had a demo, so no.
Yeah.
Ooh, check my PS3. I have not. There's a pretty big line of packs, and I heard mixed things.
It's
kind of like Mortal Kombat style.
I'll probably get Dead Island. That's coming out later.
Yeah, I think that comes out next week too, doesn't it? Or does that come out the end of the month? I can't remember.
It comes out 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
Did you put a demo of it?
Of Dead Island?
Injustice?
Yeah, I did. I downloaded it and played it. It's kind of like Mortal Kombat. You remember Mortal Kombat versus DC, but with no blood? Mm-hmm. This one's really darker. There's more of a story to it. And there's blood? There's blood in it.
I can finally kill Superman.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like, seeing the demo, I had, they had just a couple. Had, like, Batman, Lex Luthor, and... I forget who the other.
What does Lex Luthor do?
He's in.
Send him anywhere.
Yeah, he's in that big armored suit. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I was like, polish his bald head to blind people.
But was
he throws? Well, he throws wrenches
at you. He uses his mind to crush. Oh wait. What was cool was you could build up.
He monologues you. There you go.
Yeah, you have a little
fighting game monologue bar.
You have a bar that you build up, and when you get it full, you can hit a button, and you'll do like this big special move. And like
an extra attack.
Yeah, like Batman's move was he could throw a bomb, punch something on his wrist, and all of a sudden the Batmobile would come out and run over the guy. You know, it was kind of cool, especially if you timed it to do it like a finishing move or something like that. But it had interactive backgrounds, like you could pick up the guy and throw him up against the helicopter that's, you know, down in the other way, or you could throw him through a wall and go down into another level or something like that.
I wonder how many characters they'll have in the main game, because you know they'll have a bunch, but then they'll also have DLC ones like by Robin or
right.
whatever.
I don't remember how many.
Let's play as Robin.
Well, the
crappy Robin.
The ISO app.
Okay, Nightwing.
The ISO app came out, or the on the iPad, iOS. That's what I was trying to say. On the iPad, and it's free to play. It's like a point and click fighting game, almost like a card game. But you link it to your Warner Brothers account, and you unlock skins for the console game in this game. So it's pretty cool. I mean, it's pretty cool if you have an iPad or an iPhone. It's really good graphics for an iPad game.
Hopefully you'll be able to unlock those in-game too.
I'm sure you will.
For those who don't have an iPad.
Right.
Otherwise, you're screwed. You don't get it.
Yeah, they'll have them.
You get nothing.
Yeah. I mean, it looks pretty cool. I won't buy it. I mean, unless it's like super cheap, it's on sale somewhere for maybe $30 or something like that, I would buy it. But I wouldn't pay $60.
Yeah,
for
me,
it.
I just don't get.
They have some pretty cool pre-order bonuses, though. They have different skins. And
yeah,
I think a couple of the places have money back, so it's pretty good. But I just can't justify pre-ordering it.
Nah.
It's not. I mean, I did pick up Mortal Kombat when it came out, and I don't play fighting games. My buddy recommended it. I actually really like the single-player game.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard about the last Mortal Kombat game, so maybe that carries over to this one also.
I have it on my... It was a free game on the UK PSN account. I have it on my PlayStation, but I haven't played it yet. I have a bunch of those games on there. The Okami HD just came up on the PlayStation Plus. I really want to try that out, too. I've been wanting to play
it. I love that game. That is like the best Zelda game that Nintendo did not make.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's still got, you know, it's still a very Japanese kind of style game. Because, you know, you got something like Darksiders that's also very Zelda-like in structure.
All right.
To a point. But it's not, you know, it doesn't have that feel. But Okami still has kind of a similar vibe to it.
Yeah. It does. I like it.
But yeah, it's all very pretty games, so in HD it'll be even prettier, but it has all that stuff to do with like the painting and things.
Right.
It's a party game. It's all like the world is kind of being taken over by some dark force or whatever. So you're literally brightening the world when you're going around. So you're like restoring trees. So it's all this dark colors, and then it's like bright pinks and oranges and yellows and all this stuff. So,
all right, I liked it. I liked it a lot. I can't wait to see it in HD. It finally downloaded the other night, so I haven't fired it up yet, but I'll probably try it out tonight for a little while. But yeah, that's all I've got, guys. Do you guys got anything else?
I got nothing else. We should mention those. We should talk about. Did you get your Dreamcast back?
No, I have not mailed it off yet.
You should talk about that.
Yeah, I'm going to. I want to, but I found a guy on. I have a bad habit of before I go to bed, I troll YouTube looking at stupid videos for some reason. I don't know why. But
you should watch my videos. They're not stupid, but they're fun.
I've watched a lot of them, actually. I haven't watched them all, but I watched quite a few of them. But there's
I have a couple
of ones. Yeah, I haven't checked it in a while. But there's a guy named Justin. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Capazzoli, maybe? I don't know.
Capazzoli? I don't know.
I always butcher last names, but
let's just call him Cap.
Yeah, there you go. Justin Cap. he mods Dreamcasts. And when I say mods, he does VGA mods for the Dreamcast. And what that does is he hardwires a VGA adapter into the Dreamcast. So you can instead of having to buy the box, so you just hook it up.
It's expensive.
Yeah, you just hook it up, plug it directly into your PC monitor, and bam, you have near HD quality for your Dreamcast. And 95% of the games for the Dreamcast actually support VGA, which is kind of cool.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Is like, what is the actual output resolution of that? Because it's not like Dreamcast was from the HD era.
No, it's
what it was capable.
It'll
480i.
It'll run it well. It'll run in 480i.
It looks really good.
So it's probably about the similar of doing kind of a Wii from the different ones, because it would be a Wii with the, I mean, not exactly the same, but it's like you get a lot more color depth and things out of
it. It looks better than the Wii does in high definition, because I have a VGA box for my Dreamcast, and it runs in, I think I have the TV set to 720, but it doesn't upscale it, of course. But you can now you can buy an adapter to plug a VGA that'll go VGA to HDMI, and that will upgrade it fully to 1080p, which just looks fantastic in 1080p. There's nothing better than Shenmue in 1080p. But
when you blow it up that much, do you get to see a lot more of the jaggies?
Sometimes you can.
Probably depends on the game.
I bet Shenmue looks really good.
It does. It really does. It looks really good. But
then you fire up. Then you
stop drooling so much, you're going to short out your microphone. Yeah.
Then you fire up Quake 3. And it burns
my eyes.
What is that?
But what's cool is he also can do a mod that will automatically change it, make your console region free. There'll be a switch on the side that you can switch it from US to PAL. So if you import a... Shenmue 2 or whatever. Yeah, because I have a PAL version of Shenmue 2 when I want to play
it.
Or Headhunter. I have it too. But you play it and you have to use a swap disk or something to make it work. But
now I have to ask, we're talking about PAL versions. Now are these cough the real
thing? Oh yeah, they're the
or are we talking about
they're real. I bought them. I bought them when they came out. So I actually have real copies of them, real PAL versions of them. So not burn copies or anything like that. But yeah, he has has a YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/user/musclebound, or you can email him at leetuser, that's LEETUSER @gmail.com. And he will get you a price list of what he charges for it. If you have a Dreamcast, you can send it to him. He has Dreamcasts. I think they're around $30 for the Dreamcast that he has.
Good price.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm planning on getting it done at some point. I was hoping to get it done earlier, but...
Maybe if I send mine at the same time, we get a special or something. I know you mentioned that he'll if you get a couple things done, he might be able to
Swing
a deal with you. He also offers an SD mod, too. Oh, well, I mean, that would be just made for a homebrew.
Right, for homebrew and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll even change the LCD light, whatever color you want the power light to be. If you don't want it to be orange, you want it to be blue, you want it to be red, you want it to be green, he can change that. He can paint a white one and make it black. He custom paints them black and stuff like that. So,
I wonder how easy the region-free mod is to install. All it has to be is just like a couple wires to do something.
I have no idea. I know it's a lot of soldering and stuff like that. And
glad he's willing to do it, not me, because I'd solder and screw something
up. I'm not good at soldering. I used to do soldering for Sprint when I did cell phone repairs, and I was not good at it at all. I don't have a steady hand anymore. That's the trouble, is my hand is shakes, and if you shake too much and hit the wrong or put two things together, it just it is not good on cell phones.
Fried.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
Here's your fancy brick.
But I had emailed him and talked to him and told him that I wanted to mention him on the show. And we'll probably mention him every week, you know, to check him out, to help him get some business, because it's really, really cool to be able to play Dreamcast games on, you know, on your HDTV, because it just makes it look so much prettier. And since Sega's must never going to be releasing that arcade version of Shenmue that I've been waiting on for 1,000 years.
No, somebody's going to kickstart an HD remake. You're going to buy it.
Oh, yeah, I know. And, you know, it's like I said, anything Shenmue, I'll buy. You know, cause I love that game. I think it's great.
Yeah, me too. We could have a fun. We could talk about that game again. Like I think we've talked about it before. Yeah. But we can have an in depth conversation.
Oh yeah, I need to sit down and start playing it again and refresh my mind of it. Because
if you really like, the cheapest way to get that game is actually get the sequel for the Dreamcast. Yeah. You can find that game for like $5.
Yeah.
In those places.
And it's you mean the Xbox version. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's cheap. It's real cheap. You can find it cheap. And it comes with the movie that tells you about the first one anyway. So, yeah. All right. Well, if we don't have anything else to talk about, Eric, will you close us out like you usually do?
Sure. You can visit us at the GamingOutsiders.com website. You can email us at GamingOutsidersPodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. The show is at @GO_podcast. The site is at Gaming Outsiders. You can follow John at JCMeadows94, and you can follow myself, Eric, at Cube00. Yep.
All right. Well, guys, we're going to call it an evening. Hopefully we'll be back next week, have some more stuff to talk about, and we will catch you guys later.
See you guys later.
Thanks for listening.